The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday the 17th of June. In your Squeeze today, US and Iran tensions escalate, protests continue in Hong Kong, a massive power failure in Argentina and Uruguay, and it seems the Spice Girls are headed down under. This is your Squeeze today. Last week there was news that two tankers were attacked in the Gulf of Oman. Perhaps a bit of geography to start. The Gulf of Oman borders Iran and Pakistan, and Oman, of course, and the UAE. It's a vital shipping route for getting oil and gas out of the Middle East. So as we know, last week, the US firmly pointed the finger at Iran for those attacks. Iran has denied it, but how is this playing out now?
There's a real sense that it's heading towards something. And over the weekend, both US President Donald Trump and his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, have said that all options are on the table, and Europe and the United Nations certainly hope that that means also peaceful solutions. And the US has said that it really doesn't want a war with Iran, but it's being talked about in those terms, which is pretty alarming.
Saudi Arabia has also joined America's anti-Iran chorus.
They sure have, and other countries too, who are concerned about what Iran is doing in terms of supporting terrorism, that they're looking towards having nuclear weapons, that they're a dangerous state that needs to be dealt with.
Another ongoing story is the mass protests in Hong Kong. Leader Carrie Lam said over the weekend that plans to allow the extradition of residents to mainland China, Taiwan and Macau had been suspended.
That's what she said on Saturday, and overnight there's been crowds of an estimated couple of million protesters. Police say that there were about 338,000, but certainly more than what happened last weekend. And they've really called on Carrie Lam to step down and for a full retraction of that bill. Carrie Lam has apologised for what has gone down. She did that overnight, but there's no sense that that bill on extradition arrangements with China has been completely gone from the scene yet.
Which is what the protesters want. The pictures showing the scale of those protests are quite mind-blowing. There's a link to that in the Squeeze Today email. Over to South America, and Argentina, Uruguay and parts of Paraguay are currently without electricity.
The thinking is there's about 40 million people without electricity. Things like trains have been stopped, traffic signals are out, essential services are being supported by backup generators, and that's a priority. But there's said to be a failure in the transmission of electricity from one of the big hydroelectric dam projects through an interconnector that delivers power to those nations.
Massive.
Yeah, really huge.
Amanda Knox spent 4 years in prison in Italy before being acquitted of the murder of British exchange student Meredith Kircher in 2007, that was. Over the weekend, she returned to Italy for the first time since her release.
She was speaking at a crime and justice conference and really sobbed her way through a speech where she pretty much put the blame for her ordeal at the feet of the tabloid media, who she says really wanted her to be guilty, and for this scandal around Kircher's death to really put her at the centre of it. And of course, her boyfriend at the time was also found guilty and put in jail. He went through a very similar ordeal, but now one of the local barmen is serving a 16-year sentence for that murder. Kircher's family still hold her responsible. So it's still an issue that seems to be, really ripping at a lot of people.
And a priest performing mass in a hard hat is not something you see every day.
Really isn't, but that's what happened at Notre Dame over the weekend. The cathedral in Paris, as you'll remember, was devastated by fires not that long ago. But they went in, there was netting strung from high to try and make sure that the sky didn't fall in. And interesting to see too that church officials have said that all of those billionaire benefactors who have promised lots of donations haven't actually coughed up a cent yet.
Ah, we're still waiting.
Still waiting for that, yeah.
And how are things in the UK? Theresa May is no longer the Prime Minister. She's holding down the fort whilst they sort out a replacement though, right?
That's right. And the first round of voting in who's going to be the next Prime Minister and Conservative leader kicked off last week. Boris Johnson, who's the former London Mayor and a fairly colourful character, is well in front of his rivals, and there's going to be more rounds of voting this week. What happens then is that the final two in those rounds of voting then go to the party membership, and they will take a month to make a decision about who in the end is the winner.
And also in the UK, biggest news out of there this week, Mel B of the Spice Girls announced at the end of their final show at Wembley Stadium that they'd be coming to Australia in February. We don't know which February. We don't know. We assume the next February. We don't really know anything else.
That's your very inquiring mind wondering about that. I'm sure you've been on the internet on the weekend trying to buy tickets already.
No.
No.
I mean, they're great. I love the Spice Girls, but no, I don't know if I'd go to the concert.
I remember seeing you at karaoke going crazy with the Spice Girls tune.
Great for karaoke. Great for karaoke. So sorry for any massive Spice Girls fans and people who wanted to know about tickets. We don't know any more details than that yet.
Indeed. And they were apparently in better form than when they started that concert series. So yeah, lots of excited people yesterday with the prospect of them coming to Australia.
And whilst we're in the UK, let's squeeze out a bit of royal news. A photo of baby Archie is out today.
It is gripping onto Harry's hand. It was Father's Day in the UK. It was interesting to see two, Harry's brother, as he's known these days, William, also entering the fray with Father's Day and Prince Charles. So it was a bit of a kind of social media battle, it seemed.
A Father's Day off.
Exactly. They, of course, the news that was going around, there's lots of speculation about what Archie's christening is going to be. And although dates apparently have been set, it hasn't really been released yet. And all we know is that the Queen won't be there because she has other engagements.
Oh, okay. All right. And each day, the Squeeze Today email subject line is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got today?
Well, to go back a few years, Kate, the karaoke song I saw you perform, Stop Right Now, Thank You Very Much.
Oh, yeah.
That seems to be a nice tie-in with Spice Girls news, but also, of course, with what's happening with Iran and the US.
Yeah, good one. I actually did that at my wedding, I think. Oh. Didn't I? On top of barrel. Lots of international news today. There is plenty going on in Australia too. Jump into the Squeeze Today email. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you enjoy it, it'd be great if you could leave us a review on your podcast platform. Apart from that, have a great Monday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.